got the book.
Facebook uploading. Well, it's fun.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, TikTok.
Happy Friday, TikTok. Happy Friday, Instagram.
Woo! And happy Friday, Facebook.
We're here. We're live. We're ready to go.
As every Friday night, sometimes we're late. Sometimes we are... got shit going on, like I did all day today. I am behind on my messages, I'm behind in my chats, I'm behind in everything. I was in the office, I was freaking going crazy all day long on the phone, on the cell phone, but it's Friday, and on Fridays, what we do is we talk about our finances.
Yep, finances, money, business, affiliate,
investing,
money. Financial Friday. Anything to do with money, we like to talk about on Friday. So if you guys have questions as we go through, feel free to hit us up. But yeah, today's topic is risk.
Ooh, what a risky subject.
Very risky. Very risky topic, right? I know between Justin and I, we get 20 plus leads per day. We get lots of people messaging us. And asking about how to start a business or where should we go from here? What should we do with our money? Is it risky? Like, what is risk? What is risky, right? You can give your opinion on this, but in my opinion, the riskiest thing you can do with your life or money is to be an employee. In my mind, right? Like, because, if you have an employee mindset, you're thinking, oh, well, if I have a job, then I have security, I've got benefits, I'm guaranteed a paycheck every 2 weeks.
You're just a number.
You're just a number.
You may be the best number, you might be the highest on the food chain, but you're just a number.
And when you really think about it, I mean, like, even going to college or university and getting a degree, you are risking your money to try and get a job where you may not even get hired.
And the thing that I love to talk about the most is the taxes!
And the taxes.
We talk to people all day long, they're like, oh, this seems risky. Online seems risky. Starting a business seems risky. Well, yeah, I've always been afraid of spending money, of risking money. But, when you start your own business... the amount of tax write-offs, tax deductions that you get that money back anyhow, so don't really see it as a risk.
Easily. Well, the thing is like, okay, in a job, for instance, you have no control whatsoever. So you could lose your job because the corporates are really terrible at managing money and they can go bankrupt. You could lose your job because someone higher up, maybe even a manager, doesn't like you. You could lose your job because you make a single mistake. You could lose your job because your kid gets sick. You could lose your job because you ask for time off. You could lose your job.
Your owner decides that somebody makes an offer and somebody's going to be better off, or he's watching out for his own back.
Yep.
And somebody makes him $1 million offer to sell his company. He's not going to be thinking about you.
No, they don't.
He's thinking about him.
Yeah.
And his pocketbook.
Yeah.
All right. And does that new owner know you, care about you, need to save you? Fuck no.
No. Well, and the thing is, too, is that, your employer's responsibility is not to make you rich. Your employer's responsibility is to give you whatever you guys discuss as your time per hour, your salary, right? So you're putting yourself at risk all the time if you're an employee. And especially with, if the economy crashes or, there's a lot of people that are starting to retire now, all the baby boomers. If your owner is an older guy and he decides to retire or sell the company, that is a huge risk. Being an employee is a huge, huge risk. And realistically, as an employee, they're just paying you enough to get by. Let's be honest. They're very rarely paying you enough to put lots away unless you're sacrificing a ton of the things you enjoy in life.
And if you think your boss cares about you, maybe he does, but I can guarantee he cares more about his wife, his son, his kids, his own family, his own skin.
Yeah.
You're not family to your boss. Well, maybe you're family to your boss, but for most of us that are just employees working for somebody, you're just a somebody. You're a replaceable somebody.
Yeah, and obviously if you have a good relationship with your boss and he fires you or you get let go or you quit, maybe there's a day of oh, that sucks that happened. The next day it's okay, who can we get to replace them? It's just that fast, right? And there doesn't need to be any emotional tie to it. It's just the way the world works, and it's the way business works, it's the way money works.
I like my boss, and I think he likes me. If I die tomorrow, there'll be somebody else in my truck the day after. Yeah, truck's gonna roll, baby!
Yeah, it's just the way it is, right? And there's, you know, that's just the way businesses are, and it's nothing to get upset about or mad about. It's just, you just have to
understand. It's another reason why you gotta cover your own apps.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, when, you know, when we have people say, oh, well, I would love to start a business, or I'd love to learn from you, or I want to be one of your business partners, it's like, yeah, absolutely. Any business costs money. Like, oh, that sounds risky. Well, is it? Is starting a business where you get paid what you're worth, where you can learn a bunch of new skills, where you get all the income tax benefits, all the different tax benefits of being a business owner, that is way less risky, in my opinion, than spending the next 30, 40 plus years working for someone else that may or may not keep you on board.
And not to mention not even risk. I mean, if you're just an employee, you can be the hardest working guy in the company or the least working guy in the company, the laziest, the guy that fucking hides.
Yeah.
The dog, you know.
The dog and fucker. The dog fucker is what you wanted to say there.
Hey!
You heard me.
But, I mean, maybe there's a couple dollars in difference per hour that you're going to make, but guess what? The dog fucker's still getting paid, and you may think that it's not fair, but when you have your own business, and when you're in a business like this one, you're in sales or something like that, a performance-based business,
yeah.
When your business relies on your performance, and the better you perform, the more you make, fuck that other guy.
Yeah.
Because you're getting it all.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what the cool thing is? When you're doing a performance-based business, because most employees, that are, especially the hardworking ones, they always complain or they always feel like it really sucks that someone else is making close to the same amount as them when they're a dog fucker, right? Well, when you're in a service-based business or a commission-based business or a direct sales or whatever, where you get paid for your hard work, you get to find out exactly what you're worth.
It's funny because the laziest guy is usually the one that's complaining about, oh, this guy's just sucking off the boss. That's why he's the favorite.
Yeah.
Well, he's the favorite because he's working twice as hard as you.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too, and I noticed this a lot when I was in construction, is also the people that complain the most are the people that have been there a long time and they're capped out. And that's risky too, right? Because the cost of living is continually going up, but the wages are staying the same.
Another really good point that I read the other day is, you know, the older guys that have been there for a long time, they feel safe and secure, and they feel like they got their seniority. In unions, they do have their seniority, but, you know, not all jobs are unionized.
Yeah.
So the older guys, the old school guys that have been there around the longest time, I mean, I always thought that too. Oh, you know, you're safe. But in this book that I was reading, they're like, the older guys are going to get replaced by the younger guys who were newer, younger, more versatile, more energy, thinking a different way. The world's fucking changing. So if you've been in your job for 20 years and you think you're safe, they're going to come in with somebody who's 30 and a whiz on electronics and can go digital.
And they cost less.
Cost less, yeah. Because they're newer. You can pay them less. And they're going to blow their shit up.
Yeah.
What do you got, old man?
Yeah.
Nothing. You ain't got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we both know someone who was with the same company for over 30 years, and a couple years before they were supposed to get their full pension, they got replaced, and they got a severance pay, and it was...
Bye-bye.
It was bye-bye. And, like, a reputable company. I can't go over it, but, yeah, it's pretty crazy the way the world works, and that's just a risk that you take on being an employee, like... What is worse to you, okay? And I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments on all three platforms. Would you rather risk decades of your time or a couple or a few thousand dollars of your money? Realistically, would you rather risk a few thousand dollars or decades of your time? Because those are the two differences. Business, you're risking a few thousand dollars. Employee, you're risking all of your time. And if you don't figure that out soon, you're going to lose all your time. There is no in between.
And going back to the video that I made last week about budgeting, about cutting out the little things and tightening it up, you know, that's temporary. Be like, oh, I don't want to throw away my Friday nights. I don't want to risk having a boring life. You want to have a boring life for a little bit, or you want to be broke as shit forever,
yeah,
and be boring for the last 30 years of your life when you're retiring, but you can't afford to do anything because you have a set level of income because of your bullshit RRSPs or 401ks that don't cover you for doing anything fun.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. Like we talked about RRSPs a couple days ago, or 401ks, whatever whichever country you're from. And it's like, what is the goal of that? The goal of an RRSP or a 401k is to put enough money away that around 65 or later, you can retire on poverty wage. Because when you pull it out, you have to pay tax on it. So they're telling you, hey, well, if you've got a big nest egg, then you can survive off $27,000, a year. And it's like, well, shit, like, why? So your goal at retirement is to be in poverty.
And by the way, for those of you that don't know, because I didn't even know this, because I was raised up hearing, put money into your RRSPs because it's not taxed. It's not taxed. You got to fill up your RRSP so you have something to retire on. It's not taxed when you put it in, but guess what? It's taxed when you take it out. The only difference is you're putting in a bunch of money now. When you're old, you're only taking out $20,000 a year, so you're in the lowest tax bracket, but it's still fucking taxed.
It's still taxed.
It's taxed. Later, when you're old and retired and can't afford to pay it.
And then what's your goal when you retire? Is it to travel the world or is it to live off $20,000 a year? Right? Like, 'cause that's realistically what your retirement savings or whatever they pitch to you, right? And it's still risky because it still matters what the stock market is doing. It's not guaranteed you're making 8% or more on your RRSP or your 401k. Right? So it's like it doesn't make any, in my opinion, that is a huge risk as well.
I see the least amount of risk is to learn. We're always talking about investing, and investing doesn't necessarily mean investing your money in the stock market or something like that.
No.
Invest your money and your time in you. Learn. Learn how investments work. Learn how all of this works.
Yes.
Find a safe investment because there are safe investments out there. Figure out how it all works and invest your money wisely. Don't just do what everybody tells you to do, because that's what everybody's doing. And guess what? Most of everybody is fucking broke.
Yeah, they are.
That's why we're here.
Most people are 1 month expenses away from being bankrupt. 1 month.
And I can't remember what the percentage is, but this was a study done in the States. It's like something astronomical. 50 to 60% of people can't come up with $500 if they needed to. That's not okay. And I'm not calling anybody else trying to make you feel bad or anything, but that is not okay.
No, it's not. And so you gotta ask yourself what is the riskiest thing that you can do with your money and your time,
Do
right?
nothing and just do what your bankers and your teachers tell you to do. Guess what? Your teachers that tell you to invest in your 401k and your RRSPs and all that, they
Are
don't
broke.
have any. They're broke. Teachers don't get paid anything. No offense if there's any teachers watching this. And if you're on YouTube, hit subscribe or like, or if you're a teacher, tell me I'm full of shit.
Yeah.
Your teachers are not financial experts. They're being told what their parents told them to do, and their parents are broke too!
Yeah, well, that's the industrial way of thinking, right? We're not in the industrial age anymore. We're not in an age where a company will take care of you, will give you a full pension, will match your whatever, like all the different benefits. A single income, okay, in the industrial age, one guy could go work in a factory job, own a home, have a vehicle, put away for retirement, and retire in their 50s easily. And the
You could buy
company
a home
would.
for $20,000 to $40,000.
And the company would pay their pension in full. No problem.
Money
We
has
don't live
changed, but
there.
inflation has gone up, and money has not, wages have not kept up to inflation.
No.
or housing. You
No.
guys know that's true.
And the company's benefits are also being taken away. Right? They're not doing full pensions anymore. They're not matching certain things. You're just not getting what you used to get. On the flip side of that, we also live in an age where we have the internet and there's more opportunity now than there ever has been, if you take advantage.
And all of this information, all of this stuff that we're, all this hot fire that we're spewing out, we learned on the internet for free. We're living in an age where you can educate yourself for cheaper than ever before.
Yeah.
And if any of you have any questions on that, reach out to either one of us. We'll give you a laundry list of books to read,
Yeah.
audio programs to listen to, things to study. You can learn this.
Yeah, it's all learnable. It's all learnable skills, right? Like, you know, I always ask people when they reach out to me, like, oh, I run an excavator, or I run a crane, or I'm a welder, or, you know, I'm in sales, or I'm corporate, or I'm a broker, whatever it is, I always ask, could you teach me how to do your job? And everyone says yes. Absolutely, I could. I could teach you within a week, some people say. Some people say it'd be like a couple months. Some people say, you know, it may take a year, but you could eventually learn to do what I do. Okay, great. I can do the same thing. Justin can do the same thing. We can teach you what we do.
Bitch, I could teach you to drive 140,000 pounds through a snowstorm down a mountain.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like, everything in life is learnable if you're willing to learn. So why not learn something that gets your time back, that pays you what you're worth, and realistically, you get all the tax benefits and things like
God,
that.
I talk to so many people every day, and one of the questions that I ask them is, if I send you some information, are you actually going to go through it? I'm just straight up. And they all say, yes, I will. You want to know how many people actually do? maybe 40%.
Yeah.
And my information is a lot shorter than his information. My information starts out at 22 minutes and I work you up and I'm going to send you a shit pile of value, but I start it short so you're not overwhelmed. Still, people don't go through it. The riskiest thing in my eyes is to do nothing.
Yeah.
Because doing nothing is going to get you the same results it's always gotten you, and it's going to give you the same results that you've always fucking gotten forever.
Yeah.
If you don't have any savings now and you've been working for the last 12, 15 years, why is anything else going to change?
Yeah,
I mean, I know for myself, well, there's next month. You know, this month I had I had to buy tires for the pickup, or I had to put some brakes on the wife's car. There's always going to be something, and there's always next month. And guess what? Next month never fucking catches you up. So do something now. Invest some time, some money, some educate yourself, and fucking change it up. Learn something.
You can't have a different life without doing things differently.
It's true. Talk about true.
I mean, it's just the way it is. Trust me, if I could have made $1 million by being a vinyl guy or a decking guy or a carpenter guy, I would have found a way. But 14 years in construction in the oil field, I did not find a way. And although there are people that make it in those industries, it's very, 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 very slim. Right? Especially in comparison to what you do online. And the other thing is, you have to trade all your time for money. Right? When I had my decking company, it did well, but I was doing 60, 70 plus hours a week, no problem.
How many hours did you work today?
Maybe one. And I make more money now than I did owning my decking company. So, as you can imagine.
It's true. It doesn't happen overnight, but it can happen.
Yeah, it took me, not holding anything back, I made next to no money my first year, like almost nothing. Actually, I lost money because I invested into the business. Second year, up to the 20-month mark, I made almost nothing as well. And then the 21st month, I had my first five-figure month, and then it went up from there.
But did you actually lose money? Because that money that you were losing...
Yeah, I got it back in
income tax.
Yeah.
Is the money that you would be spending on income tax anyhow?
Yeah, no, I got my income tax. You know, the income tax was worth
it. So it's about changing the way that you think. It's not about... And see, we still catch ourselves. It's not losing money. You know what? It's losing you money is staying unemployed and paying income tax for the rest of your life. I mean, if you can find a way to start a business, I mean, it doesn't have to be this one, but if you're just an employee in the construction field or something like that, you know, try and start your own business and become a contractor to your boss, if he's willing to do that, because you will be miles ahead.
Yeah, as long as you manage your money, because I see a lot of guys that do, they end up being contractors and then, you know, you don't get the income tax taken off, you don't get, in Canada, CPP.
You have to be organized.
You gotta be organized, but you do get way more tax benefits.
But if you're thinking to yourself, oh, I don't want to spend time doing that. You don't want to spend time doing that. I just checked my last pay stub. So far this year, if anybody wants to do the math, go ahead. I'm Canadian. I live in BC. So far this year, I've spent $22,000 on income tax. And the year's not over. The year's only three quarters of the way over. So you don't have time, you don't want to do it, you don't want to invest that time, you want to spend 22 grand on income tax instead?
Yeah, and so you get, you spend 22 grand on income tax, and then with the money that you get, you spend money on tax for everything you buy.
Yeah.
Property tax, sales tax. Here we've got liquor tax.
You're getting carbon tax.
Yeah. Realistically,
the government's hammering you.
That I bet you that if you really looked into it, I bet you the 22,000 is really 30. Realistically,
ooh,
about
and
30.
there's sales tax on everything we buy too. So the government takes your money before it gives it to you, and then anytime you go and use the leftover money to buy something else, the government takes that money too.
That sounds way too risky to me. Way too risky. I'm not signing up for that plan.
If you're running a business, you still have to pay sales tax unless you're a crook, but I mean, we don't condone
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no. when I had my decking company, it was about 13%, and like we pay about 13%. And that's fine. Like, you should pay that 13%. You shouldn't pay nothing in taxes. Like, my kids are in school, they've got teachers, our roads are paved, all that stuff. But, you know, if you're getting taxed 30%+ and then what you get back you're paying tax on, like, it's a little much.
But the fun part is if you're a savage, you don't change your lifestyle when your income goes up, and all that extra income you take and you set it aside and you put it into your investments, and then you create passive income, and then you live off your passive income, and then you take down your earned income to zero, which is what rich people do. Because passive income is barely taxed, and then your earned income isn't taxed at all because you don't make any money. A paper.
Yeah.
But it's happening. Crazy. You're living off of your passive income. That's how rich people think.
Yeah. Like, and a lot of the people that follow us on all social media platforms are in their 20s and 30s, most.
So you have time.
Lots of time, guys and girls, and they.
Zers, all the Zers out there watching. All
right, you've got time, right? And when I say that, I don't mean, I'm in my 20s, so I don't need to like do all this shit right now. Or I'm in my early 30s, I don't need to worry about that stuff. Like, time is on your side now, but every day that you're putting this off is a day that you are losing out on the benefits of being a business owner. Losing out on all the tax benefits, risking possibly getting fired, risking being one check away from bankruptcy, right? Like, that's a real thing. Everyone that's on the fence right now, or everyone that's like waiting for the perfect moment, you guys are fucking up. I hate to say it, you are. You're straight up telling yourself, I need to wait for the perfect moment, and there's no perfect moment.
It's never going to come.
It's never going to come.
It's going to be like that next month that you're going to get ahead. Next month is going to be better.
Yep. Yeah, or you're a Monday person. Oh, you know what? Monday I'm going to start managing my money. Monday I'm going to start, maybe I'll ask for a raise. Maybe Monday I'll start doing this and that, like the Monday people, right? Or, I'm going to wait for the first of the month. I'm going to wait till next month. I'm going to wait till my wife says it's okay. Like, whatever your fucking excuse is, it's bullshit. You know what you need to do. Everything that we talk about, I feel like everyone here on all platforms knows exactly what they need to do, and you're deciding not to because either you're lazy, you're afraid, or you're just worried about whatever
you're scared.
Or you're basically scared. Most of it is scared, right? But you're risking a lot of your time, and we don't know how much time we have left, so, you know.
And, I mean, if you don't want to start a business, well, that's up to you. If you love paying income tax, go ahead. Take off some money off of every check. 10%, or as close to it as you can get, right off the top, and put it into another investment. Not your RSPs, not a bank account that's going to pay you 0.5%, maybe 1% if you have a great bank. Put it into something that's going to make you money, and keep doing it every month, forever. That's the only way you're going to ever be able to retire comfortably in this day and age. Think about it. When you were kids and I was a kid, I remember going through the grocery store and my parents could buy a cart full of groceries for $50. You can't buy shit now for $50.
I, no word of a lie, I went to the grocery store, not yesterday, but the day before, and I had a basket, okay? Like, just a carry-on basket. And I filled it, and it was $102 for the basket. Like, there's a lot of meat and cheese and whatever, but like, a basket of food, up here in Canada anyway, it was over $100.
If you don't think it's going to continue to rise, like it has been rising for the last 30 years, you're crazy.
So you're putting yourself at risk.
Where is it going to be when you're 65 and your 401k that you've been putting into that's been earning you 5% for the last 30 years, and I can take my 12 grand out now every month. The fuck are you going to buy?
What are you going to do?
Nothing. You're going to live in a fucking shoe?
Yeah, you can't do it, guys. It's your, again, the topic is risk, and that's the riskiest thing you can do is keep waiting. The riskiest thing you can do is not count on yourself, not learn new skills, not educate yourself, not start investing or paying off debt or whatever it is you need to do.
Paying attention to your finances. You should know where every single penny goes.
Every penny. Absolutely.
And if you don't, take the time. Andrew? If you don't know where every penny is going, take the time, set it out in front of you, and figure it out. Because you are wasting more money than you can imagine.
It's crazy.
I mean,
it's crazy.
And if you want to see it, if you want me to prove it to you, go back, find the video that I made called You're Richer Than You Think. And just sit down, take the time, write it out, and you are throwing away money. That money that you're throwing away, you can use so you're actually comfortable in the future. Or you can invest it into a business and you can be rich as shit in the future.
Yeah, so I've got a good story. So I had one of my buddies that I went to high school with. He's very well off. He does really great work. He went to school. He makes good money. And I explained to him the business plan. We had coffee together. He works out of town like 3 weeks out of the month, and it sucked. I was like, well, you know, he's got kids, you know, he's got an amazing girlfriend, and he wants to be home, and I'm like, well, man, like here's the tax benefits of starting a business. Here's the things that you can do. And he's like, man, this is a no-brainer. He also had the money sitting in a savings account, and you know, I explained, okay, this is what it's going to cost to get started. Okay, around for the package that he wanted was around 10 grand. And he was like, oh man, I don't know if I can risk that money. I'm like, well, dude, it's just sitting in your savings account. Like, why wouldn't you just do it? Like, the income tax alone would be around 10 grand per year for the next 3 years. You could not take $10,000 and put it in the stock market and make $30,000 over 3 years. At least I couldn't. Unless you know what you're doing, or you got a guy, right? Like, you know someone, right?
Your guy is probably dealing coke.
it'd be very hard to make a 300% return in 3 years, especially in this economy, in my opinion. Instead, he's like, I just can't risk it. I'm too worried. Like, you know, the fear set in. It is what it is. Okay, no worries then. But now he's got, you know, $10,000 sitting in a savings account, making him 1% interest, and the cost of inflation is around 5%. So he is losing 4% per year on his money, instead of making a 300% return, just because he was too afraid.
Yeah. I mean, if you think you have your limiting beliefs that you can't do this, you can't do what we do, you don't have to do anything. I mean, realistically, if you don't want to do anything,
yeah,
you can start your own business and not do shit and still collect the tax benefits. So, I mean,
There's no risk. There's no risk turning an online business.
And if you don't believe us, call your accountant or call your local whoever. Check it out. Check out your government, wherever you are, your state, your provinces. It's all the same.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I started my decking business, it was a lot of money. Like I had to have a reliable truck, 30 grand. I needed a trailer. And then I needed all the tools, which is another 10 grand, those two things combined. I needed a dump trailer. I needed, I wanted the Better Business Bureau, which was $1,000 a year. I needed a WCB. I needed liability insurance. And then, of course, I needed at least a $20,000 credit card just to get started. So we're talking like $60,000 to start a small construction company, and it only had like 4 employees. And then you look at my online business, and for what I got in with, it was just over 9 grand, and I got all the income tax benefits. I don't have to worry about employees. I am the middle person. I don't have to deal with stock. I don't have to deal with delivery. I don't have to deal with installation or anything like that. I don't have to deal with angry cut. Like, there's nothing I had to do other than be an affiliate marketer, which is make sales. And I get all the tax benefits of being a business owner.
You don't make sales.
Even if I didn't make sales, it would pay for itself every single year.
And you guys in here, in this middle one, in this group, we're going to make sure you fucking make sales.
Well, in all platforms, and anyone that wants to make money, we will show you how to make money. But especially this group right here, who I know wouldn't be in this group unless they were ready to make money.
It's true.
Right?
It's cute, your little $60,000 construction business.
Because exactly.
The truck I'm driving right now is $200,000.
Yeah.
The truck I was looking into buying was $90,000 because, inflation. The used trucks that my dad built his business off of, because I've had lots of people, your dad was a truck driver, right? Why aren't you a truck driver?
My dad
made his living off $30,000 trucks that lasted for a handful of years and paid themselves off. Those $30,000 trucks aren't out there anymore. They're not feasible now. So now a used truck is $70,000 to $90,000 right off the bat. There's no guarantee that in the first couple of months you're not going to blow a motor, which is $30,000 to $50,000. You're not going to blow a tranny, which is $10,000. You're not going to blow rear ends, which are $5,000 to $10,000 each.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's risk. So I thought, okay, well, I enjoy running equipment. Maybe I can start a small equipment. My buddy does that, and there's risk in that, especially when you're starting out. You're not known. There's no guarantee of work. I mean, with the trucking side, I kind of had a guarantee because I knew the guy and I'd known the guy for a lot of years. I would probably always have a job there. The equipment side, there's no fucking guarantee. No guarantee I'd get hired. No guarantee anything like that. This thing right here, if I'm not guaranteed to make sales, which I'm not, if I don't do anything, I can still collect all of the tax benefits, and I'm not going to fucking go broke in the process.
Yeah, and you don't have to trade all your time away to do it.
Exactly. I do this while I'm at work, while I continue to drive.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can build it while you're at work, like he did, like I'm doing.
Yeah, I was working 60, 70 hours a week. 60 to 70 hours a week with a wife and two kids. I tried to put in an hour a day was my goal. You know, 7, maybe 10 hours a week if I could. And I got all the tax benefits of having an online or home-based business. And at the same time, I wasn't losing money because I got it all back at income tax time. So there's no risk. Whereas if I had not decided to do this 4 years ago, I would still be in a 900 square foot basement suite with my wife and my two kids, who are now 8 and 6. They'll be 9 and 7.
How much debt did you pay off with this business?
71,000 something. 71,000. And I also was able to put 5% down on a $500,000 house. So as you can imagine, that's a lot of money to make in a 4 year period, even if the first year I made next to nothing.
Yeah.
So what's riskier? If I just spent the last 4 years doing the same thing, I may have been able to pay off 20,000 of it. Maybe. So I would still be $50,000 in the hole renting right now if I did not decide to stop being a little bitch and become an online business owner, realistically.
Yeah, ever since I've started this, I've been getting up at 4 a.m. I've not slept past 4 a.m. since I've been doing this. I wake up early on the weekends, I study, I research, I spend time, and I talk to my buddies, and they're like, don't you fucking get up early enough Monday to Friday? Why would you want to do that?
Yeah.
Why would I want to do that? Because I don't want to fucking be broke forever. Because I want to have a retirement. Because I want to buy nice things. Because I want to be able to afford to go on trips. You're trading your time for money right now. And sure, you're making a little bit of money. Trade more of that time for yourself to invest in learning, researching, getting the shit going, figuring it out, finding out where your money's going. Like, to not spend any time on your finances is
crazy.
Oh, the riskiest, the fucking stupidest thing you can do.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, exactly. It's so risky not to do something different, right? And in my mind, so I did a poll on this on Instagram not too long ago, but, you know, how do you measure wealth? Well, in my opinion, you measure wealth with time, right? If someone offered me right now, hey, I'll pay you $500,000 a year to come run my company. It's about an hour drive away each way, and I need you there Monday at 7:30 till about 5 o'clock at night every day, I would say no.
The wealthy people don't trade their time for money.
I would say no to that. It $500,000 is more than I make, obviously, right? $500,000. But right now, I only have to work an hour a day, maybe two on days that are like my busy day, right? I get to walk my kids to school. I get to coach my son's football team. I get to be at my daughter's practice and be at her games. I don't have to worry about overtime. I don't have to worry about traffic. I don't have to commute. I don't have to leave before my kids wake up. I get my time, and to me, that's what wealth is. And I was not willing to risk it, and I still am not, for more than, like, more money. And the great thing about a business is you can continually make more money every single year. I'm only 4 years in. I can't imagine how much money I'll be making in 4 years from now. It's actually stupid to think about.
And if you start a higher paying job, a $500,000 a year job, I mean, it's still just a job.
It's still a job.
You're trapped in the rat race. And that might seem like astronomical to you right now, and you're like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? Well, it's true. You're going to be in another job, in a more expensive house, stuck in the same paycheck, week after week after week, with no freedom, trading your time for money forever.
Forever. And you may be thinking to yourself right now, okay, but with 500 grand a year, you could retire earlier, right? Totally get that. Okay, but I'll be 35 in a few months. Let's say I could retire at 55 if I was making $500,000 a year as an employee, right? Because half of that's going to go to tax. So realistically, I'm making about $275 take home, maybe, if I'm lucky. And that means for the next 20 years, I would have to give up about 50 hours a week of my time minimum.
If you're making $500K, you're probably going to have to give up a lot more than that.
Just to retire doing what I'm doing right now.
Ooh.
Literally, like, what is retirement? It's doing whatever you want during the day. It's doing, being able to golf during the week. It's to take your wife out for lunch during the week. It's to walk your kids to school. It's to do whatever you want. Well, I'm doing that right now. Why on earth would I take an extra couple hundred thousand a year to give all my time away?
And if you continue to do that until you're 65, you're going to have something to hand down to your kids, and they can hand down to their kids. And This thing never stops growing. The more time you invest into it, the more you commit to it, the better results you're going to see, and they're never going to slow down.
Yeah.
Well, it will literally continue to fucking grow forever, like a good investment.
Yeah, and not only that, but all the knowledge that you gain from being a business owner is something you can pass on to your kids. I personally, like, I was taught some money management from my parents, but like it was not super in-depth like what I know now.
Right? I was taught complete money management. Sorry. Not money management. How to save money.
How to save money.
How to budget and be cheap.
Yeah.
And save money. And I was reading in a book earlier this week, actually, about how most parents don't teach money to their kids. How money is like a taboo subject that you don't talk about. And I remember I reached out to Adam. I'm like, I don't get this. Is this true? And he's like, yeah, that's basically how it was for you growing up.
Yeah.
And it didn't make sense to me, but I mean, like, it's just kind of a no-brainer to me.
Yeah,
to think further than just tomorrow.
Yeah, my parents taught me, like, I started with a paper route, and then I worked at McDonald's, A&W, and they're like, well, just save half your paycheck. They didn't tell me why. They didn't say what to save for. I didn't know anything about tax advantages. I didn't know anything about investing. I didn't know anything about anything, right? They don't teach it in school. But as soon as I started like reading money management books, reading on businesses, understanding how businesses work, and you know, even if you're an employee right now, guess what? You are part of a business. Whether you like it or not, you are a piece of the puzzle, and you always will be. So why not understand it better? Right? Why not take advantage of it? Because if you don't learn about business, even though you're a part of one, you're putting yourself and your future and your time and your family's time at risk.
Yeah. And your kids, you're doing your children a massive disservice.
Yeah.
You can start them younger. The younger they start, the better off they're going to be.
Well, and here's the other thing. For anyone watching right now on all platforms, if you are a parent, you are very lucky to have 20 years with your kids, and that's it. You not starting a business or not taking your business seriously or not really diving into your business, you are sacrificing their time. You're risking their time. I am so mad at myself for not taking business serious, like more serious earlier on. Because I would never give up what I have with my kids now, the time that I have. Because I know 10 years from now, I'm not going to be able to hold their hand walking into school. They're going to be like, Dad, get out of here. I'm gonna ride my bike to school. Get out of here.
Beat it.
Yeah.
And even if you don't want to start, if you have no interest whatsoever in starting a business, that's totally up to you. Take the time to learn money management so you can pass that down to your kids. Maybe they're going to want to start a business. Maybe they're going to want to be rich and successful, even if you don't. Even if you like being broke and working forever, trading your time for money.
Whatever floats your boat, right?
But, I mean, take the time to learn this shit so you can pass it on. Because your kids will be way further ahead, and they will thank you later on in life. I mean, I was never, ever given an allowance. My dad taught me from day one, if you want something, you gotta fucking work for it. And I know a lot of people out there were given an allowance. My dad taught me from day one, if you want something, you gotta work for it. Like, how many of your parents just is like, here's $5 to go spend? My dad didn't give me shit. And I thank him for it now.
Yeah.
I mean, do it for your kids. And do this for you. And then you can give your kids shit later.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much the gist of it. Does anyone, while we're on here, I mean, we're almost at 45 minutes. Does anyone have any questions while we're here that anyone wants answered? Or anything that they want us to talk about?
YouTubers, like, hit the subscribe button, drop a comment down below, I'll read it.
Yeah, hit us up. Instagram, if you guys have any questions, now's the time.
If you guys like us, or if you hate us, give us a thumbs up, give us a down, give us a comment, give us a something, because that little something is going to help us in the future.
Yeah.
It's called the algorithm, and we're going to teach you guys how to use that.
Yeah, exactly. Awesome. What is there anything going on up there?
Some guy said he loves his job. That's great.
Yeah.
I love my job too. You know what I love more? Money. Yeah. And my kids.
If you love your job, like, honestly, as long as you're happy with it and you're okay with trading your time, like, then do it. Like, I'm not saying, neither of us are saying quit your job if you enjoy it. If you enjoy what you do, keep on doing what you do, right? It's just the people that say things like, oh, well, this is all I know. Or, oh, it's risky to do something different. I'm not happy, but it pays the bills.
Oh, it's Monday.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know what I love hearing, especially from the construction guys out there? My favorite is, oh, you just couldn't hack it. Or you're a little bitch. You couldn't handle the construction industry. And I'm like, yeah, I guess. In my opinion, is Adam drinking? Yes. I'm having a drink. I do that when I feel like it on Fridays. But yeah, if you know, when they say to me, oh, you just couldn't handle the oil field, you couldn't handle construction, you know, you're just a pussy, you don't have the hard work ethic. I worked circles around the people that I worked with my entire career. Easily. I was always the last one off break, I was the first one back off break, I was there early, I stayed late. It wasn't a work issue. It was that I wasn't such a pussy or a little bitch where I thought I can do new things and I can make more money working less. Right? It's not that I didn't have a work ethic. I just decided to use my work ethic to do something better with my life and to get my time back. In my opinion, the person that is too scared to try something new is the real pussy out there, the real bitch, the real person that can't handle it. Right? Learning something new is easy. Everyone here has learned something new recently. Almost guaranteed. It doesn't matter what trade you're in. It doesn't matter what job you're in. You're learning something new all the time. So why not learn something to get your time back and also make you more money? Well, the only reason that you don't do it is because you're afraid. Right?
Or continue to be an employee. Continue to do the job that you love doing.
Yeah.
Because you're more of a man than us. Continue that and start this on the side and collect the tax benefits and learn something.
Yeah.
Pass something down to your kids. invest for your future, your retirement, because when you're retired, you're going to look back, if you don't do this, and think, fuck, I wish I had some money.
Oh,
I wish I could go on that cruise and pick up them 85-year-old Bettys.
Yeah.
But I can't because I'm broke.
Yeah. Yeah, or you watch our stories and you're like, oh, I wish I could walk my kids to school. I wish I could go to the beach every day. I wish I could take my, you know, my significant other to lunch. I wish I could take time to travel wherever.
In all seriousness, no, we're not trying to talk anybody down from their jobs. I mean,
no.
I respect the shit out of all of you.
Absolutely.
I know he does. And we're not telling you that you have to quit your job. Don't.
No.
Or if you feel like you were made for something more, if you need some purpose, if you hate your job, if you do hate your job, if you want to change, I mean, like, we're not hating on you.
No.
We're giving you other options here.
Well, and you know what? There's a lot of people out there, myself included, when I was down to it, where you're late 20s, maybe in your 30s, and you just hit the ceiling on your, you know, you know you're capable of more, and you love your job. And you've gotten to the point where they're like, we just can't pay you anymore. And it's like, well, what do you do now? Let's say you're 35 and you've hit the ceiling on your income. What are you supposed to do? Work the next 30 years on the same income?
Or quit your job and start over?
Or, like, yeah. Like,
what?
What's the option, right? Well, we're trying to give people options.
That's exactly where I was. Like, I love my job. I mean, I respect everybody that does, anybody that's a truck driver. I mean, it's not easy. I'm not doing this because I can't hack it. I've been hacking it for over a dozen years.
Yeah.
Busting my ass. But I hit the point where I couldn't make any more money. And I'm not bragging or anything. I was done. I was at the top.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm the best in my company. I'm the top like that. But I was at the top of my income bracket as far as I could go.
Yeah.
And then I watched him pass me. So I'm like, all right, I need a piece of that. I need a piece of that action.
Yeah, and like my goal has always been, like, I'm a very competitive person. My goal wasn't necessarily to, like, make a certain amount of money. My goal was always to, like, prove people wrong and that I could make more money. Because a lot of people told me I couldn't do it. A lot of people said I couldn't work online. A lot of people said, why would you give up your decking company, your construction company, to do something different? And it's because I wanted to prove them that it was possible. And I also saw the value in it, the tax benefits, and the fact that I was paid, you know, there was no risk. It was all based on my performance. I always knew that I was a hard worker. No construction company, even my own, would ever pay me what I was worth, unless I traded all my time. Again, decking
companies.
Or
they pay you what you're making now.
Yeah, exactly. And I only work an hour a day now, so.
All right, let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
I got stuff to do because I'm busy.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Instagram, Affiliate Nation, TikTok,
YouTube, podcast. Find us on your favorite podcast platform. YouTubers, like, dislike, and hit subscribe.
Yeah, hit us up, guys. If you got some value, let us know. If you have questions, hit us up. If you want more information, if you want to be business partners with us, we're always looking for new people. Hit us up. You guys are all awesome, and we will...
And Affiliate Empire, if you see my webinar, I got more information coming your way. Hit me up.
Yeah, let's do it, guys. All right, have an awesome night, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you guys all
next
Friday. Thanks
for tuning in.